This is Day to Day. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates. Here's a little economic news. The board game market is soaring. Toy consultants say that in a shaky economy, more Americans spend time at home playing games like Scrabble and Trivial Pursuit. Monopoly was actually launched during the 1930s Depression. Fast forward 70 years, though, and some minorities say a newly developed Monopoly-like board game is depressing, although its creator hopes sales leave him, well, in the black. Here's a piece on David Chang and Ghettoopoly.
There you go.
Black folks have lived through slavery, Reconstruction, and Jim Crow. Now, just when they think they've trained people to shake their hands instead of giving them high fives, David Chang comes along and Black America is back to square one, without passing go, without collecting $200, or anything but chagrin. Chang is a 28-year-old creator of Ghettoopoly, a satirical spin on Monopoly where stereotypes of ghetto life replace Park Avenue and the Atlantic City boardwalk. He says he got motivated to create the game after seeing MTV Cribs, a kind of Gen Y version of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
So I figure if I come up with something that's unique and out there enough that maybe one day they can have, like, you know, a board game that I made on a, you know, some rapper's coffee table.
Before he made Ghettoopoly, Chang figured he'd better call Monopoly creators Parker Brothers to make sure he wasn't violating their copyright. They haven't bothered to call back. He thinks he's safe, since there are almost 24 Monopoly-like games sold, few with Parker Brothers connections.
There's like every single college, city, dog, catopoly, Mormonopoly.
But this ain't Mormonopoly. Maybe it was just me. So to be sure, I invited Gail Pollard-Terry and her husband Mike to play Ghettoopoly at my house after dinner. My sister Pat dropped by and she played too. Instead of the iron, Scotty, and top hat of the Monopoly game, Ghettoopoly features different tokens. Mike Terry walks us through them, tongue firmly in cheek.
A bottle, 40 ounce, a hoe, a pimp, an AK-47, a chronic leaf, a bag of herb, and what am I forgetting? Oh, the basketball, which of course is the national black symbol for all.
The board's different, too.
Around the board are certainly areas and names that are well familiar in black communities everywhere. There's always a George Washington High, apparently. A pawn shop, Paco's Barritos. And, of course, the dreaded liquor store, the other house of worship besides church.
David Chang is, as he points out, an equal opportunity offender. His board has a Jewish vendor of bling bling for the ghetto fabulous, a white trailer trash park, and an Asian restaurant that serves dog soup.
Oh,
Mike Terry can't believe it.
Cream of Sungyung guy.
Ironically, Chang's mother, Virginia, is the owner of a Chinese restaurant in their small town of St. Mary's, Pennsylvania. I asked him what she thought of this dog soup business.
She don't really get games like this because, you know, Chinese people, we generally don't play with, you know, board games, so, you know, I'm safe in that perspective.
Maybe not after she hears this. David Chang says people need to lighten up. He's listened to rappers denigrate Asian eyes on CDs, and it's bothered him. So he decided to make stereotypes so over the top, people can't be expected to take them seriously.
I made this game to be, like, so out there. It's not, you know, stereotyping people. It's almost like showing how silly, like, stereotyping could be.
The Terrys don't think David got it quite right, though.
If it was clever, I maybe could appreciate or see the satire I'm supposed to be looking for. But it's just like watching bad rap videos.
What about the notion of it as satire?
It's not sophisticated enough to be satire. It's not nuanced enough to be satire.
And my politically astute sister was offended, but not offended enough to stop playing.
It's insulting, and I'm winning.
David Chang would say, those politically correct crybabies at various ethnic anti-defamation leagues should stop being offended at what the board game playing public might think about Ghettoopoly and let them decide for themselves. Because, he says, here's the bottom line.
People can handle more than you think.
Well, let's hope so, for his sake. That was David Chang.